teachers and support staff ballot for action. Steve Scott, new executive member personal capacity. Yes. Members of National Education Union, NEU, delivered an incredible response in the union's consultation on whether they were willing to take strike action over pay, a 62% turnout with a 86% yes vote for teachers, and a 68% turnout and 78% yes vote for support staff. The NEU is to press ahead with formally balloting members for strike action over the next 12 weeks. The trade dispute has been announced, and members are seeking a fully funded pay rise in line with RPI inflation. The union is opening its ballot on the 31st of October, and running through to the 13th of January. This prolonged period of balloting could make it difficult to maintain momentum that was deemed necessary by the executive of the union in order to ensure that the Communication Workers Union, CWU, strikes in Royal Mail do not impact the postal ballot to the point of the union not meeting the undemocratic threshold set out by the government. At least 50% of eligible members need to vote in the ballot, with at least 40% of eligible members voting in favor of strike action. We send solidarity to CWU members, and wish them a speedy resolution to their dispute. It's ridiculous that trade unions are required by law to hold postal ballots when the likes of members of the Tory party, when electing their leader, and shareholders of companies, can vote electronically. This is just one of the anti-trade union laws that should be abolished. The union is also balloting members in sixth form colleges, and that ballot is running from the 18th of October to the 11th of November, avoiding a lot of postal disruption. This will allow members in these settings to take action before the Christmas break. They had an amazing result in their indicative ballot, a 76.6% turnout and 97% support for strike action, and are likely to smash through the thresholds. For the officers and reps of the NEU, maintaining momentum and delivering a postal ballot over the Christmas break, and through CWU strike action, with the risk of lost ballots, will be tough. Districts need to do all they can to ensure members vote. We need a strong leadership to publicly meet with members, reps and officers to ensure as high a turnout as possible. Socialist Party members on the executive of the union have pushed for a commitment to a program of escalating action, which will be necessary if the government doesn't listen to our demands. This means that, rather than one-day protest strikes, the union would be showing the government that members are serious about wanting a fully funded pay rise. The road ahead will be long, but members are resolute to win, get the pay rise they deserve and ensure that schools are funded properly,